Ukraine security issue.
On November the 9th, all over Ukraine, the schedules of hourly planned power outages were put into effect. The most stabilization restrictions were in Kyiv and 10 regions of the country. Emergency restrictions on consumption were not anticipated and could only be the result of new shelling and destruction, Ukrainian national electricity transmission operator Ukrenergo said in statement. It is noted that the consumer restrictions made it possible to reduce the load on networks, ensure balancing of the energy system and avoid additional accidents. Ukrainian government is negotiating with international partners to deliver Ukraine the equipment necessary for rapid repair and restoration of energy facilities. The Cabinet of Ministers approved a resolution according to which heating devices, generators and other goods needed during the heating season would be exempted from payment of value-added taxes and import duties. This was said by Prime Minister Denis Shmigal. According to various marketplaces, generator sales in September were 10 times higher than last year. On average, the cost of the generator increased by 82%. As a result of this demand, a shortage has formed in the generator market. Already after the first fan outages, the demand for generators increased fourfold. The possible blowout of the Kakhovka hydroelectric power plant will lead to a decrease in the water level in the cooling ponds of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant reactors, which may end in a Fukushima-type accident. IAEA inspectors spoke about the probability of such a development. Almost 2 months have passed since their visit to the station. At that time, IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi called for the immediate cessation of shelling in the vicinity of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant and the creation of nuclear safety zone around it. However, despite constant consultations, there are no real steps to resolve the situation, says independent expert on nuclear safety Olga Kosharna. In her opinion, it is useless to talk about the security zone and the placement of peacekeepers at the station because of Russia's position.
There is no progress without the consent of Russia, and it will not consent because it uses the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant as nuclear blackmail.
All this because blackmail through the grain corridor didn't work, including the destruction of Russian ships in the Sevastopol Bay. This caused the fact that the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant became the last argument to keep everyone in suspense. They say we will not lead to an accident with nuclear consequences. The fact is that UN peacekeepers receive a mandate from the Security Council, in which Russia is a permanent member, and will, of course, veto. If at the General Assembly in September Russia was somehow restricted with the right of veto, then perhaps we could talk about peacekeepers. Now it is out of the question, said Olga Kosharna. Russia is putting pressure on the international community in order to induce Ukraine to negotiate on unfavorable terms. Now the aggressor country is doing this by raising the issue of nuclear and chemical weapons. As the representative of the main Directorate of Intelligence of the Minister of Defense of Ukraine, Vadim Skibitsky, explained, Russia has prepared an information campaign that resembles the position of the aggressor country regarding the use of chemical weapons in Syria and Libya. I quote, and we know how it was. To this end, we invite representatives of the IAEA to inspect all our facilities, including Chernobyl, where plutonium was produced for military purposes in Soviet times. The goal of the campaign is to put pressure on the international community through the dirty bomb fiction to force Ukraine to negotiate, Skibitsky noted. Ukraine will not agree to negotiations with Russia on terms unfavorable to it when the aggressor losing the war demands to consolidate temporarily seized territories, Mykhailo Podolyak, advisor to the head of the office of the president of Ukraine, said. He also commented on President Volodymyr Zelensky's decision to participate in the G20 summit, which will take place in November the 15th-16th in Bali. In particular, Mykhailo Podolyak told why Vladimir Putin should not be there and what the president of Ukraine would talk about. We have to draw our line clearly. The first is that President Volodymyr Zelensky is currently making the world agenda. The second is that the G20 is an important platform where key people gather and shape this agenda further. And thirdly, Russia is not a country today and President Putin is not leader today, which can add something to this agenda. And it is symbolic that he will not be there, but there will be a speech by the Ukrainian president, said Mykhailo Podolyak. The representative of the USA at the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, said that the visit to Ukraine opened her eyes wider. She told about this on November the 8th at a briefing in Kyiv.
Being in Ukraine has opened my eyes wider and really strengthened my own resolve. I met a young girl today, 10 years old, and her only request to me was, can you help us in this war? I want to go back to school. I want to see my friends again. What can you do to make that happen? So I'm going back to New York, determined to hold Russia accountable, to continue to take on the global hunger crisis, and to do everything we can to help Ukraine through the winter months, including to help this young girl go back to school,
said Linda Thomas-Greenfield. The perception of war by many politicians and religious figures, including the Pope, is determined by their incomplete understanding of what is happening in reality, not through a televised image. Therefore, it would be useful for public people to visit Ukraine and see everything with their own eyes, says religious scholar, Doctor of Philosophy Lyudmila Filipovich. War is seen completely differently from TV screens until German President Steinmeier came to Ukraine and saw everything with his own eyes, sat for 2 hours in a bomb shelter, shuddered at the sirens he heard. He spoke completely differently. The narrative has changed very seriously, although he didn't come under fire, didn't see people killed around him. I'm in favor of the Pope coming to Ukraine. It is clear that no one will take him to the front, but he would at least see the living eyes of those people who suffered as a result of these events. Maybe he will understand the problem differently, more deeply, said Lyudmila Filipovich. The police have initiated more than 42,000 criminal proceedings regarding crimes committed by the occupiers during the full-scale Russian invasion of Ukraine. Deputy head of the National Police Maxim Tsutskaryidze told about it. The law enforcement officers identified about 168,000 occupiers, established the identities of the occupiers' torturers. Also, as the employees of the department identified 6,600 dead civilians who were shot or tortured by the Russians. Among the directions in which the investigators work are crime committed in the territory temporarily not under the control of Ukraine, shelling of the civilian population and infrastructure, as well as the recording of crimes in the deoccupied territories. On November the 9th, Ukraine celebrates the Ukrainian Written Language Day. President Volodymyr Zelensky congratulated everyone on this official holiday. For many centuries, the Ukrainian language and the Ukrainians were subjected to brutal oppression and prohibitions, in particular by the Russian Empire and later by the Soviet Union. Today, Russia continues the policy of linguicide as the legal successor of the USSR. The president of Ukraine mentioned the words that were important for every Ukrainian. These are independence, dignity, freedom, motherland, sacred duty, and indomitability. Very soon we will hear new words, victory, peace, justice, revival. Happy Ukrainian Writing and Language Day, said Volodymyr Zelensky. In Kyiv, despite the war, the city authorities can install the country's main Christmas tree. However, this year there will be no traditional celebrations, concerts and fairs. According to the president of folk Ukraine company Igor Dabrutsky, one of the options provided that the Christmas tree will be decorated with toys in the colors of the national flag and instead of Christmas star there will be a trident on top. The city authorities are considering whether to install the main Christmas tree. According to Mayor Vitaly Klitschko, everything will depend on the security situation. Kyiv residents did not appreciate the idea and have already created a petition to cancel the installation of the Christmas tree, which has already received 6,000 votes necessary for consideration.